So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older.
Is anyone else listening, ready for penguins? I hope everyone's out. Everyone's having a fantastic week as we are almost in. We're a good portion of the way into September already. And before we even get started, I do want to take a moment to recognize what day it is. It's September 11th. And I hope everyone and everybody recognizes the tragedy that happened on 9/11. And condolences to everybody who's lost someone, a loved one, throughout that tragedy. And thank you to our heroes. Let's face it, like, those are our superheroes, the responders to that tragedy. So I do want to take a moment for that. And I want to say thank you from each and every person, from us to you. And there's, speaking of tragedies, and this is in no way comparable, but everybody has personal things that they go through in their life, personal tragedies, or trying to figure out a way to, okay, let me set the stage. So a friend, actually, they are on the Wisdom app, which you can follow me on as well. They were asking, like, they were talking about how it's hard for them to transition from work to home, because one of the jobs that they do, they are a nurse of some sorts. You know, they take care of certain types of patients and things like that, and they carry it with them home. And you know, this, like, never take your work home with you. But she does. And she has other things to worry about. She's saying, like, oh, well, I have to, take care of the kid, and then, do dishes, and do laundry, and clean. And she was like, she didn't understand what, take care of yourself meant. You know, you got to make sure you take care of yourself. Like, that's one thing I told her, and she was like, well, I don't really know what that means. Like, what does that mean? No, I broke it down to her the best way I could. I just told her, making sure, how can you take care of somebody else if you can't take, if you're not taking care of yourself, you know? And don't take this the wrong way, but what good can you be to somebody else if you're worn and you're, tired and, you know, what good can you be? If you're working in the healthcare like she is, and she goes, and let's say she's overly exhausted and tired and frustrated from doing things, or taking care of a kid and all that kind of stuff, and getting her kid ready for school because maybe he didn't wake up on time, or he or she, but you know what I mean? What are you going to do once you get to work? Now you're frustrated, now you're upset, and because you're not taking care of yourself, because you didn't get enough sleep. I told her, I was like, well, the best thing for you to do, of course, is to go and make sure that you're taken care of. And what that means is doing things for you. It could be as simple as watching your favorite TV show, relaxed. And then she went on and she was like, well, I don't know, how to relax because I always have something to do. And that's fine, but make sure you take some time out to yourself. Like what you mentioned, dishes and things like that. Like when you come home, after work, make sure, what I do, I change my attire. I change into clothes that are comfortable. And then I start doing dishes and doing laundry or whatever I need to do. Now, that might not be the way for everybody. Like, for example, there's some days I'm like, you know what? I want to be as uncomfortable as possible when I'm doing these things. Why? Because that way, when I finally get to relax, I'm in the most comfortable position. You know, like, okay, like when you walk through the doors, you start doing the dishes, you start doing the laundry, you start vacuuming, you start dusting the fans or whatever you need to do. And then you take a shower. You know it's the beginning of the end, you know. Your pores are open, you're putting your body lotion on or your facial cream or whatever you do, you're doing your hair, and then you finally go and sit down after your feet are throbbing, your arms are heavy, knees weak, arms spaghetti. But no, you're tired. You're officially tired and you're worn out. And then you finally lay down and you don't have to think about, oh my gosh, I have to get up in an hour and do this. I have to get up in 30 minutes. And you've taken care of everything. You made sure dinner, even if you have to cook dinner early while you're cleaning and doing all that kind of stuff. Yes, it's a lot of work, but the payoff is amazing because you don't have to worry about anything after that. All you have to do is worry about yourself and how relaxed you are. Now, with kids, I don't know that experience. I don't have kids, so I don't know that. I can't really speak on that. But if you have a significant other, hey, I took care of everything. I cleaned. I made sure that there's food. There's food in the fridge. Just like if you want, reheat it or you can eat it now. It's up to you. But I'm going to go in here and I'm going to relax. And then they also went to say, what room like is the best to relax in? And honestly, that's up to you. Whatever you feel most relaxed. It could be the living room. It could be a bedroom. It could be the bathroom. And I think the bathroom is always you time, no matter what you're doing in there. Just Febreze when you leave. Just like spray it down when you leave. But no, I think we can all agree that the bathroom is like a place that you can go to relax, and you should be relaxed. Like nobody should. Well, it all depends. And I'm going to talk more about that in the question of the day. How about that? How to make the room more relaxed and more something that you can relate to. And once again, I want you all to keep in mind the tragedy that happened on 9/11 as we go through this Monday and start heading through the week. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift. You know the ways to find us. The Wisdom app, I've been more active on there. The Jukebox Radio, My Spin Radio, Outside the Box Radio. So many ways to listen. Don't forget about Apple, iTunes Music. You can find the podcast there. Also on Spotify, formerly known as Anchor.fm. You can find us there. There's just so many ways. Oh, and Amazon podcasts as well. So we're all over the place, but we're going to slowly get it all together into just one big baggie like Santa Claus and just drop it at your feet. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift, and we will see you right after the break. Keep it locked. Let me be your melody, even when I cannot see. But you're orchestrating, even when the dark surrounds. You'll never let me drown. Snapping 1, 2, where are you? You're stealing my heart. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Daily Shift. Snapping 3, 4. And what kind of shift would it be if there was no question of the day? And I'm going to ask, this question of the day is for you. Not for me, but for you. What is your comfort room? Now, it doesn't even necessarily have to be a room. It could be just going out to the car and relaxing for a little bit. It can be going and sitting by a lake. What is your comfort room? For me, I personally love going into the room. Like, I have these lights set up, and I have, like, it's set up like it's, and I've talked about this before, like, these lights give off, like, it kind of makes it look like an aurora borealis. I have, like, two lights, and I can change the color to them, white, blue, green, red, and something like, and I change the colors on some purple with, it's just amazing. And then it also projects these stars. But I also set it up where there's a clock tower. I have a grandfather clock. And then on top of it, I put a moon up there. How I got it to get up there is, it's a complicated thing. But I did it. And then I put, like, I made the decorations of this room to something that I know I'm going to be able, when I walk in, the ambiance alone, the energy that that room gives me is just, it's just a relaxation thing. And also it plays music. So I set it to, so what I do whatever I need to do, clean, cook, whatever, put it away. And then I go and take a shower. So I'm already mentally, I'm already like, okay, I get to relax. Then I walk into this room, and before I even take a shower, I start playing like the sound of thunderstorms or just some relaxing music. And then when I walk out of the shower and walk into this room, it's just the perfect mix. Like, my feet, like I said, my feet are throbbing. I'm tired or whatever. And then I finally just lay down or sit down. And I try my best not to sit down or be comfortable until I reach this room, because I want the ultimate, like, I want to feel like I earned it to sit down, you know? So I finally sit down and start to relax, and I just drift away. I don't have to spring awake and be like, oh my gosh, I have to do this. Oh my gosh, I have to do this. Everything is already set up. Or you can do that. You can set everything up. So that way, if you're like, you know what, I'd rather do it later, set everything up so that way you can relax. You know, like, soak the dishes or put them in the dishwasher. I personally just wash everything by hand. I'm not a huge fan of dishwashers. But, you know, there are many different ways to do these things. And hopefully you all find a way. And hopefully you all find that room that is specifically for you to just sit and relax and enjoy yourself. It doesn't even necessarily mean that you had a long day at work or anything like that. It can just be a room for you to escape. Like, everybody says, like, oh, well, that's the man cave or whatever. Everybody should have their cave. It's not just the man. It's everybody deserves a place that they can go and get away and feel like everything else outside of that room doesn't matter. Now, I'm not saying abandon everything and all that kind of, no, it's just everybody deserves a room where they can relax and just breathe a little bit. Get away from the cluster of what is life and get away from everything for just a little while, you know? Even kids have that kind of, like, you know, like little forts and like building a fort out of cushions and things like that. Like, you know, everybody needs to step away for a while and just decompress. And the most important part is making sure that, like, I feel like making sure that you don't have to do anything later, because otherwise I feel like you'll never, in my opinion, you'll never be able to truly relax until those things are taken care of. Because we've all done it at one point in life. Oh my gosh, like sprung awake and being like, oh, I have to go and do this. Oh, I'm going to be late for this. You know, because that's always sitting in the back of your mind. Like, oh, I can't forget. I have to go and do this errand and do this or do this. Make sure you do it right then, right there. So that way you don't have to stress about it. Because how can you get away from stress if stress is still sitting there and you know it's sitting there, you know? whether it be an errand to go to the grocery store or go to the post office or the bank, you can't decompress if you are already stressing about something else, you know? Like, if you're like, oh, well, it doesn't have to be done. Like, if it's like 10 o'clock in the morning and like, oh, this doesn't have to be done till like 9 o'clock. Why not just get it done and over with now? So that way you have, instead of waiting till later, do it now. So that way, take the little hour or 30 minutes or however long it's going to take. Do it now. So that way you have the rest of the day. So instead of relaxing at 10 o'clock, you can relax at 11 or 12, and then you get to just relax until even you can sleep like a bear in the winter through the next day, you know? But always make sure that you have that place that you can go and relax just a little bit. Not there for a long time, but just a good time. This is the Daily Shift. We're going to be right back. We're going to come back. I'm trying to find some facts here. You know what? I think, you know what? It's going to be a surprise, just like every episode on the show, which is coming up on its 300th episode. 300. I wouldn't believe it if I didn't see it myself. 300 episodes. So that's not going to be something you want to miss. All you have to do is keep it locked right here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Daily Shift. Shout out to Julie. You know who you are. You know how amazing you are. You know how spectacular you are. And I want everybody to keep in mind the ways to listen as we take a break and listen to some fantastic music. See you after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, back once again. This is the Daily Shift. I hope everyone is having a fantastic day. Once again, keeping in mind, oh my gosh, what is happening? This sound. Keeping in mind the tragedy that is 9/11, and keeping all of those people in our hearts and our minds. And I want to go ahead and jump into the facts. Ladies and gentlemen, with these facts, you can follow along at goodhousekeeping.com. And it's ways to relieve stress quickly. Like number one, use your breath. Now, a lot of these have hyperlinks and passages that you can read and follow along with. If you want to click the hyperlink so that way you get a little bit more insight, feel free to do so. In fact, I encourage it. Breathwork is a tried and true research-based method that's a gentle but speedy way to bring down your anxiety level by lowering your blood pressure and heart rate. And I think we all have some type of anxiety. It's like maybe like going to do something or something, an event that's about to happen and you just can't wait for it. That's a good way. And there's more to read there. Number two, get up and dance. Get up and dance to your favorite song. Do it. The same study review also found that when dance movement is worked into therapy, subjects report a significant decrease in physical signs of stress, such as reduced cortisol levels, and people reported that they were better able to psychologically cope with stress in their lives as well. So there ain't nothing wrong with getting up and dancing. There's nothing wrong. If you, for whatever, if you've ever seen those movies where, like, people are dancing or whatever and dancing like nobody's watching, do it. I do it all the time in my car. I sing to myself. I do, like, the little hand gestures of song. Oh, I get into it. Number three, take a walk. Even just a 10-minute little stroll can lower your anxiety levels. Research shows it makes sense, considering that any sort of exercise boosts mood regulating neurochemicals in your brain. Now, it goes on from there. And you know what? Just going for a walk, especially when it's beautiful out. I like when it rains. Not like storms. I like when it storms and all that kind of stuff. But I like to take walks when it's just drizzling, you know, just a few drops. And like it, you can feel it in the air. Like it's just amazing. Number four, moving on to four. Try to do a rain dance. It's right there. Anyway, create some art. A large-scale review study found that drawing, working with clay, and doing other sorts of art activities can significantly reduce anxiety and bring on a feeling of calm, as measured by decrease in cortisol, heart rate, and blood pressure. And I think it's just insane. It's beautiful. Like, it's amazing. Because, let's face it, when you're creating something, you're creating this whole entire world. You're in another headspace when you're creating. Like for writing a book or when you're painting, you're in this certain headspace. Maybe you're listening to music. Maybe you're thinking of something or whatever. And you're getting it out. It's amazing, and I think that you should go with it. Don't fight it. Go with it. And number five, and I think we're going to stop at number five, but there's more there for you to read, but this is going to be the last one, and I want you to listen closely, and I want you to get real close. Lean in. Fall asleep and dream about it. Number five, listen to music you love. A study published in the journal. All right, I'm not gonna. Come on, why would you put that word in there? That's not a word. Psychoneurodurinology. Hopefully, I said that correctly. I feel like they put that word in there just to throw me off. Anyway, a study published in the journal Psychoneuroendocrinology showed that listening to relaxing music helped lower the levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, in college students during exams, and they also self-reported feeling less stressed. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and read this whole thing. Listening to music that they considered energizing and had the opposite effect. However, in general, listening to the stuff they enjoyed seemed to be very important. So if the bounce of music is your jam, you may just find your muscles unclenching. That's a good one. And I kind of want to read number six because I just read it. And I kind of want to read, you know what? Let me just read the title of it. How about that? Stretch your body. Oh, everybody loves a good stretch. When you wake up in the morning and you reach for the ceiling and, I wish you could just do that whenever you want throughout the day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, have that same sensation. I think that's the best part of working out too. Like, before you work out, like, stretching, and then after you work out, doing that. I think that's, like, the best part. Like, it's like, you know when people are like, oh, it hurts so good. Like, when you go to, like, a massage therapist or whatever, and it's like, I've never had this, but, like, if they walk on your back or whatever, I imagine that hurts a lot. It's a whole other person walking on your back with their, like, but you can hear them grunting in pain and, like, making these faces, like, you look like you're in a lot of pain. But then they're like, it hurts so good. What is happening? Where are all these sounds coming from at this point? This is a setup. I think that just means that it's time to take a break. We're going to do that. We're going to take a break. We're going to figure out what's happening with all of these gadgets and gizmos and sounds that are coming from the universe. We're going to come back. We're going to get into the entertainment, which is something that I know you don't want to miss. All you have to do is keep it locked. You know the many ways to find us: iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Wisdom, which I've been more active on. I'll even stop into your stream if you start one. You can message me on Spotify, Spotify Podcast, which was formerly known as Anchor.fm. You can also listen and request songs at the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, and My Spin Radio. So many ways. Why is this happening right here, right now? Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I'm going to like muffle all of these things. I'm going to wrap them in like soundproof or just bubble wrap. I don't know. Just ship them off to beds. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to figure it out shortly. While I do that, you all enjoy the break. Find a way to relax right here on The Daily Shift. We'll see you after the break. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Daily Shift. I can't explain to you how fantastic this week has been, or weekend, and I hope that your Monday is fantastic. I hope everybody is doing all right, everybody is doing okay, especially considering the day that it is. Do not forget that it is September 11th, 9/11. Keep in mind our heroes. If you see them, tell them thank you for their service. If you see a nurse, a doctor, a soldier, anybody, which I feel like we should just be doing on a regular basis anyway, but especially on today. So thank them. Be happy. Be proud. And on top of that, I want to emphasize on being happy. There are tons of movies, and I want to talk about this movie because this movie will bring you to tears. Only the Few. I'm sorry, not Only the Brave. I'm sorry, it's called Only the Brave. This movie, I gotta give this a 10 out of 10. Just a fantastic movie. Actors, actresses, fantastic movie. I even go back and watch some of the YouTube clips. Just a great movie, and based on a true story. So, and it's just go and check this movie out. In my opinion, keep in mind the movie. It's just good stuff. And of course, we're always gonna come across movies like that. We're always gonna. There's some movies that can just bring out a tear or some kind of emotion, which means that the movie did its job. It can make you feel something. If an actor or an actress can make you feel something that you weren't feeling before, if you're like, eh, I don't really care for this movie, but then like it's like, you know what, but that one character, that one actor, she was so annoying, they were doing their job. That means if they made you feel annoyed, they were doing their job. This movie did what it was supposed to do. I don't know if it won any awards, and I'm going to check on that. Just like I want you to check out the many ways to listen to the show. And check out the many ways that you can make your room your comfort zone. And hopefully, this show will be part of that conversation. Walk in, it's just amazing, relaxing. You hear my annoying voice. And you get to just have some you time. And speaking of you time, it is your time right now. Which means, if it's morning time for you, then good morning. But if it's nighttime and you're heading to bed, and you're calling it a day, then good night. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you all next time.